Fiona Cuthbert discusses the Trading Books for Boats program with Ivan Emke. This was recorded in Cowhead, Newfoundland in 2008.
But the program that I want to talk about more is Trading Books for Boats. And you want to chat a bit about what the purpose of that is?
I'll give you a little history on it. In 2005, we were approached by the Atlantic Canada Action Plan, Humber Arm, the ACAP Humber Arm Group, and the Western School District, and DFO. And we were asked if we would put a program on called Trading Books for Boats in Bond Bay. It goes with the current grade nine science curriculum and their environmental quality unit, particularly water quality. And this was actually a program that started in 2002 with the kids in the then Western School District living around the Humber Arm. And obviously the Humber Arm has some issues with its water quality, and this was something they wanted to address with an experiential sort of day-long program with the kids in that area. And then as the school board expanded up the West Coast, we brought the kids in from currently Port Saunders round to Trout River. That's about the driving distance. You can actually get down and do a 4.5-hour program and get back home in the same day.
And so the title, Trading Books for Boats, I guess, implies the...
It implies that instead of sitting in the classroom, you're going to actually get out on the water and do some sampling, measure some parameters that can tell you a little bit about water quality. And then we have a series of learning stations within the field station itself where they deal with different topics such as oil pollution, coastal development, you know, wastewater treatment, issues that pertain to their everyday lives. And we've tried to tailor ours a little bit. We obviously, on the West Coast here, don't have the pulp and paper mill. So we've tailored it a little bit to local issues rather than maybe the things that are happening in Corner Brook.